Does all the body parts come out for the right money?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm young. I've got a good body and I've got a lot of followers. Like, that is what any girl would turn to. So.
We got you on here because I feel like it's been such a roller coaster.
Yeah. When I started the OnlyFans, I wasn't thinking, better not do it because I'm going to have a child one day. I was thinking, how do I get to next week? Yeah. That was basically what I was thinking. How am I going to pay off my credit card? It doesn't matter to me at the moment whether I get my feet out or my other bits out because it's all. I still got to film it, I still got to edit, I still got to post it. So I charge £80 for anything that's custom.
I think what we should do is we should guess.
I'm going to go annually 100 grand.
Higher.
140.
Higher.
200.
230.
Higher.
What? No.
You can make good money from it, but you've also got to remember that those pictures will be on the internet forever.
And we are back with another episode with a original guest that joined the show maybe 2 years ago?
Two and a half years ago.
And it's Darcy, a.k.a. Rattle Kings, and we brought her back on the show because we feel, since the last time we spoke, there's been a lot that's gone on in your life, and we wanted to get you back on just to talk about all that stuff that's gone on and give us a bit of backstory to what you've been up to since the last time that we spoke. So we're going to, I think, just for a bit of clarity so people don't have to go back and watch the last episode. You can if you want to, Nathan.
Can't work out which one. It was about 3 or 4, wasn't it? So episode.
Yeah, it was way
you were
back.
I think you were the first lady to come on.
Yeah, I was.
She's the original first lady.
Thank you.
First lady of the Trade Legends podcast. And back then, you were just talking about going to move to Australia. I think in about 6 months from when we recorded the show.
Yeah.
So let's go back. The Trade Legends podcast happened.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing a lot of brand deals.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing a lot of stuff online for socials, and then you moved to Australia and...
Take it from there.
Take it from there and give us the backstory to where we are now.
So basically, I had a lot of brand deals going on for a good couple of years. And to be honest, I was quite exhausting the content quite a lot in England. So I ended up going to Australia. I actually moved over there, sold everything I had and moved to Australia, and I picked up bricklaying over there.
Was the intention to stay?
Yeah.
The intention was to stay, right?
Yeah,
okay.
So I had nothing in the UK. Everything was sold, my cars, I had nothing. So I went over to Australia, picked up bricklaying. By the way, finding jobs in Australia was so easy. Like, I literally was inundated with job offers. Before I even went, I had so many. So I ended up picking up a job offer from some people that in the Gold Coast, which is where I wanted to go. So I went there, and then it was really nice because, like, everyone sent me loads of tools over. Like, you guys sent me some torches and everything. And then I ended up literally only doing it for a couple of months and coming home. So I was over in Australia for about 5 months. And the bricklaying over there was really good. But it was so hot. Like, I lived in Australia before. And I lived there for 4 years. So I know how hot it could be.
What sort of age was it when you lived there?
18 to 23.
Right, okay.
22, 23. And then, and I lived in the tropics then, and it was really hot.
And what was you doing when you lived there?
Waitressing.
Right, so it's completely not bricklaying.
No, and I, was in, the Brisbane area, which is halfway down the East Coast. I thought it'd be cooler. But, my God, when you're laying those concrete blocks, because they don't do breeze blocks, thermalites, and their bricks are bigger as well.
Right.
10 mil bigger and 10 mil wider.
And you can
so
feel
it's,
that.
Like, extra, yeah. So it was just... really hard, like so much harder than the UK.
What type of temperatures are we talking about?
Like, I think like 35 to 40 degrees. Mm. And when you're...
And every day?
Every day. And because you're laying concrete blocks every day and you're on the concrete, it's white. It's just like a
red hot
sun trap. But we did drink beer every single day.
Oh, so it's not just a cliche.
No, they actually do drink beer every day. And we had like a massive gang. We had a gang of like 10... I think, and there was 5 bricklayers and like 5 labourers. So it's pretty much half and half because the labouring over there is so much more intensive than it is here. Like, you can have 1 labourer to 2 or 3 bricklayers here, but not over there. Mm. So yeah, we had a huge gang and it was super fun. Like, I loved the gang that I worked with. And yeah, we did drink beer, like from 2 o'clock, sometimes lunchtime, like fucking beer fridge at work, let's crack one open. Mm. And yeah.
Got right into the swing of things.
Yeah,
then.
It was good.
It is just a proper cliche, isn't it, of the Aussie builder, worker, but cracking tinnies open.
The thing is, in Australia, is it might be like a 6 o'clock start, but everybody's finished by...
Oh, yeah, it
was heat, like, I suppose. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I drove like 3 hours to get to work some days. Sometimes, like, if I had a job...
That's just down the road, though, in Australia.
Apparently so, yeah. So sometimes, because you get stuck in traffic and everything, it'd take me like 2 or 3 hours to get to work. Sometimes I was at work for more... I was driving for more hours than I was actually at work. If I had to go and do a little job, then I'd spend more hours driving.
Yeah.
But, you know...
And stuff like the muck's going off quicker, isn't it? You've got to work.
It actually doesn't. I don't know what they do, but it actually doesn't. Mm. Like, everyone thinks, like, I thought it would as well.
Yeah.
But it actually doesn't. Like, I think because there's so many labourers and so many bricklayers, the muck that's coming out of the mixer is coming out so fast and you're turning it over so quickly. Mm. It's not like sitting on your board for half a day like it is here.
While we're drinking tea, not beer.
We're having like 5 lunch breaks. But no, we only had 1 break over there.
Right.
So you work from 6:30 till 2:30 and you only have a 30-minute break and that's it.
Right.
Well, that's what I worked anyway. But, you know, finishing work at 2:30 is great every day. So it's quite nice.
So what was the reason then for you to return back? What sort of made you come back to the UK? Because most people listening or watching are going to think...
That's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
You're drinking beers, you know, you're having a good time, you're enjoying the job.
Yeah.
What sort of... I know, obviously, you've got family here. That's always a big pull and you're always going to think...
Have you got no family there then?
I have a cousin, but he didn't live...
It was nothing to do with...
He was like 2 days' drive away.
Right.
So I basically came back because I didn't really like my situation with my housemates. I wasn't really getting along well with them. And the bricklaying was so much harder than I thought it was. It was just like, it was a kind of unbearable for somebody of my size to be laying.
I'm waiting for now the men to come and go, you've told us you could do what the men could do. Comments.
We fucking told you.
I was just about to say that, I know I always go, like, I could lay as many as a man can, but the men struggle as
English
well.
English men, like, not the Aussies.
It's hard.
Not beard up anyway.
It's like, you know, you're laying concrete blocks all day. That's all they lay is concrete. So there's not really much variation. Mm. Whereas here, there's never a time when you're laying concrete blocks for 2 months solid. Mm. So I think that crippled me quite a bit. And then I just really missed my family, like, so much. And I thought, well, I'd rather be at home in the pouring rain with my family. I've got 5 siblings. I live at home with my parents still. So we've got like a household. It was kind of like a uni house at home. And I thought that I'd rather be there in the shitty pouring rain in England than I would be sitting on the beach alone, because it's not much fun on your own. Mm. And I just wasn't making friends that easily. The whole situation just wasn't really working out for me. So I came back.
At what point of being there did you go, this isn't going to work?
There was a point where I was on site. It was a massive apartment block, so it must have been down about 30 or 40 metres because we were doing the car park for this apartment. So all the walls were like concrete from it, as high as you could see, and the sun came up and we were just in this hole, this white hole, and it was like 38 degrees. And I said to one of the guys I work with, I just said...
Fuck this, mate.
I'm off.
I said, I think I'm going to go home. I literally said that.
Really? What, just sort of stood there and went, I'm fucking
I literally
there.
Said, it was a 10-hour day as well, because that we had to concrete pour, so we had to get it done. And it was just me and him, and I just literally almost said, I think I'm going to go back to England.
And how far into... What was it, 6 months you were there?
Yeah.
So how far into that 6 months was that then?
So I did travelling for a few months, and then that was towards the... I only did bricklaying out there for 2 months.
Right.
So that was literally the last week I was there. And then we broke up for Christmas anyway, and then I just never went back.
Right. So you
the Australian Tourism Board's not going to thank her for that.
Please don't revoke my residency.
So you wrapped that up. I do want to go back.
Did you get residency then?
Yeah, I've got residency. Ah. So I can go back if I want to.
I'm very jealous.
Pick and choose.
Yeah, very jealous.
Have you not got residency?
So I could have actually got citizenship, because my dad offered for me to move out there when I was 16 and I turned it down because I had a girlfriend here.
How long would you have to be
obviously
out there?
I'm not with her anymore.
How long would you have to be out there to get a residency then?
Depends what visa you're going for. So right. I got married on mine. Well, I was in love once upon a time. So we got married. And
she did it for the green card, mate.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting married. I was out there. It took me, I had to be with him for a year. I had to. No, we were together
forced.
For a year. And then we were married for 2 years and then I got it. So it was 3 years. That was the one of the quickest ones you can get.
I hope they don't think shotgun sham and then they obviously start watching this. Oh, I'm going to be Voker, mate.
Get her out.
Shotgun sham wedding. Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to go get like a sponsorship, like a Brick Lane sponsorship, that'll take you 4 years.
Right, okay.
And it'll cost you around 10 to 15 grand.
Because the other thing that people don't know is that you can only rent as well until you've got permanent residency, and then you can actually buy a property, can't you?
Yeah, you can't just buy if you're not a resident.
Don't you need a big lump of money behind you as well?
That's if you go in an investment visa. If you go in as skilled trades,
right,
and they actually want you.
Yeah.
But you have to work for the same person for 4 years. Yeah. You can't.
And if you don't, you're back on the.
Yeah, you're out.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got to stay working. So if you get a sponsorship and you go over there and you don't like your job, you're out.
Right.
If you go over there on a working holiday visa, which you can only get before you're 30, you've got 6 months. You can only work in one place for 6 months and you've got to move to the next place. Yeah. So you've got 6 months to get in there, get your foot in the door and get them to sponsor you for the next 4 years. That's what my cousin did. That's how he got his visa.
Right. So. Is there plenty of work out there in Australia then?
Yeah.
Is there loads?
Yeah. There's no shortage of work. And if you are like watching this and you are thinking about going to Australia, because I get a lot of comments and DMs about it and I just don't have time to reply to everybody, if you go on some Facebook pages like Brick Lane Jobs in Australia, Far North Queens, whichever state you're in, and go on Facebook and join the job groups, there is literally posts daily.
So you come back then, and then have you gone back to work with the people you was working for before?
So when I left, I was working with a really cool gang and I loved them so much. And then when I came back from Australia, I didn't realise how much the like work had changed, as in there was no work going in my area.
So what year and what time period is this?
That was last January. Mm. So 2023 January, literally last, a year ago, basically, I came back and there was just no work. And
What's the situation like now as well? Because I know a lot of people are saying to me now that there's some that are really busy and then there's some that have got like, because especially like big commercial sort of projects and sites and stuff, you know, like the Taylor Wimpeys, a lot of people are pulling people off now. So people haven't got work.
Yeah, well, there was a housing company in my area that only sold like one house last month, and that was it.
And they're building estates?
Hundreds. And they sold like one. In my area, there's really little work. There's site work, but even they're shutting up. So I really struggled to get back with a gang. That gang that I worked for before wasn't taking anybody else on. And then I messaged every bricklayer I knew around my area, and I managed to get in with a gang of two. Mm. But they were then moving way to Milton Keynes or somewhere, not Milton Keynes, but you know, it was quite far away from where I was. And it was like an hour drive. And I was like, I don't really want to do an hour drive.
I've done three hours in ours, but it's a different drive.
They also, I don't think they wanted to take me on like forever. It was just like, can you help me out whilst I need, when I find another job. So that was kind of coming to an end. I'd spent a lot of money in Australia. I had rinsed my credit card dry and I had borrowed from every Tom, Dick and Harry that I knew. Yeah. And I thought, crap, I don't really have any option. Yeah. Like, what am I going to do financially? So
that brings me on perfectly, because we will address the
elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room. And so just give people context, because I know obviously like people are going to think, well, you've only got them back on to talk about something that's semi-controversial, but obviously you've come back, you've rinsed your credit card, there's no work, and this is what I feel like it's important to give this backstory to what's gone on, because I'm sure most people watching or listening are probably going to know, if you're in the trade circle, what's happened. But give people some context then to the scenario that leads to this elephant in the room.
Yeah, so I was, I'd been thinking about it for a couple of years and it was always in the back of my mind, but I never really had the guts to do it. And I didn't really need to, you know, I was kind of making ends meet with the bricklaying and the brand deals. And I actually got offered a big brand deal, and it was probably one of the biggest brand deals I have been offered. And I sent them over a quote and they accepted. And then I ended up messaging them and saying, actually, I'm pulling out, because I knew if I went into this, it'd be another 6 months of not being able to do this. And I thought, I think I can make what I'm making with this brand deal with what I'm about to do. So, yeah, I turned that down.
So just out of curiosity, are you able to tell us what you did turn down at the time? Because this is another thing as well that I feel like people don't realise that, yeah, what you've done, some people might not agree with it, but actually, you know, at that period of time, if, say if you got offered, I don't know, £6,000 to do a brand deal.
It wasn't that much, because I've had bigger brand deals than that, but for the minimal amount of posts I was going to do, I was going to do 2 posts. And it was going to be a 6 month contract. So it was 2 posts for £600, which isn't too bad. Like, it's not the biggest brand. Or, like, I've had big things that pay more, but not for that. Like, when I had,
when I
was doing 18 posts for the company that I was doing a brand ambassador before, 18 posts for a grand a month.
Yeah.
This one was £600 for 2 posts. Yeah. That was it. Yeah. So, like, for the little amount of work I had to do, was nothing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was just like, as long as I can make £600, which I'm pretty sure I can, then that'll be fine. So then I started the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And I paid off everyone I owed, all my credit cards and everything in 2 days. That was that.
Done. Stamp, sealed.
And then I just, yeah.
Debt free.
Are we able to ask you how much you owe, just so it gives people like
a bit of context to it?
I didn't owe, like, I didn't owe, you know, tens of thousands, but I had no work coming up. I was in debt.
Should I just say, was it more than 10K?
No, it wasn't. It was around £6,000.
Right.
Yeah. But I then came back with no money, right, to then borrow. Yeah, I had to borrow money to get a car, and I had to, you know, I had no furniture. I had the crappiest car. It also broke, and so I had to write it off, like, literally that same month. So I was just really, like, you just don't realise when I post on social media and it all looks happy. Like, for somebody like me that is, I was 27.
Living at home,
just bought a car, and that's for the cheapest car I could buy. That was broken. No work coming up. Credit card owing, like, and I know it's only
rattling around your mind thinking, I know how I can get out of this.
Yeah.
And are you a conflict of interest in your head at that point?
The only flip side to that is, I feel like some people say, well, you theoretically caved for the easy option, or you were forced in, like, you forced yourself in that direction, rather than saying, well, actually, that was a choice that you made, and you
Yeah, you know, I had thought about doing it for 2 years before then. So I had thought for a really long time before this all escalated.
What made you think in that 2 year period before, what was it that you did? You see that somebody else had done it, or was there something where you
I saw some other tradie girls doing it, so I wasn't the first tradie girl to do it. I saw some other tradie girls doing it, and then you always hear about these people making millions off of OnlyFans, and you just think, like, well, if they can do it, like, I know I can do it, because I had the following, and I had, like, lots of people that weren't just following me for bricklaying. Like, generally, like, all of my followers stuck with me through the whole of Australia and know my family. They know my parents' names.
Just a lot of perverts.
But were you consciously thinking then, I've got X amount of followers on Instagram, and you're thinking, if I do an OnlyFans, majority of those are going to be inquisitive about it.
I did the calculations, and it works out. If 1% of my OnlyFans, if 1% of my followers bought my OnlyFans subscription, I would make £15,000 a month.
Yeah.
Because that's all I needed, was the 1%. And that is literally the research. Only 1% of your followers will go to OnlyFans.
I mean, regardless of whether somebody agrees with it, like, principally or whatever, it's, you know, it's not in keeping with how I live my life. Like, I still have to say to people, to monetize a follower base from there to there is still, however much people hate to admit it, because they, oh, well, if I was a woman, I'd do it. Especially, that's what guys say.
Yeah, they do.
I feel like it's still in a roundabout way, entrepreneurial. Yeah, it's massive business sense,
isn't it?
Yeah.
100%.
I never thought of when I was originally doing all my, you know, my Rattle King stuff and the bricklaying stuff. People have said to me, oh, you know, you just gain followers to do OnlyFans. And that was never the case. But if you look at how much I've earned in brand deals and hours of work, and I've gained them followers and I put in the time, and most of the time I put in, I never got paid for, you know, or any of that. Originally, I started editing videos just because I liked editing.
Yeah.
And it just grew from there. So you don't get paid from day one. And when you're like 3 or 4 years in and you're thinking, God, like, I'm still putting all these hours in, I'm still spending so much time a week editing, and you're not actually getting that much out of it besides, like, yeah, the tools are nice. It's nice to have tools, and it's nice to have free stuff. And your brand deals, they come and they go. Some months I would earn nothing. Some months I could earn 3 or 4 thousand, you know. But it really comes in waves. There's no consistency there. Yeah. So it was like I wanted something that I could do, that if I worked harder, I could earn more money. If I worked less, it's up to me.
But the one thing I will say in your defense on this is actually when you're doing what you do, you're in control of your content.
Oh, yeah,
you're
definitely
not then reliant on doing the content and hoping, please, brand, you know, come and work with me.
You know, like, it is exactly like that. And the videos that go viral that don't have anything to do with OnlyFans, like, I heard a couple of viral videos last week, and my OnlyFans just spikes because everyone's going to the link in the bio. And that pays way more than any brand deal and any TikTok and any YouTube could pay. Like, the amount of, literally, one viral video just in Bricklay, and everyone just shoots to your bio and goes to your OnlyFans. Like, it's such second nature for people now. Like, I do it all the time to girls. I think when I was trying to show my mum, because I really had to get my mum on my side to get her to agree to do it, because I wouldn't have done it if she'd have said no. Right. So when I was showing my mum, like, all these creators, I was like, look at this girl, click the link, they OnlyFans. Oh, look at this girl, click the link there, OnlyFans. Yeah. They don't mention it at all, but everyone's bloody got it and no one says anything about it.
Ladies and gents, just a quick one to say a huge thank you to our new headline sponsor, CT1, the best sealants on the market, voted for by the British public. Not only that, it's made in Britain as well. So go and support a product and a brand that is made in the UK. But I just want to say to you, they've got a brand new product out, which is the BT1. It's a combination sealant and adhesive like the popular CT1, but it's perfect for keeping a hygienic environment. And it's designed to completely stop the growth of bacteria, microbes, and fungus. And not only that, this stuff is strong. Now, it's going to be available at Travis Perkins, Wicks, Juicens, and pretty much everywhere else. So there's no excuse not to go and give it a go. So we're really happy to be partnering with CT1. It's good that you've said that, because what I wanted to get to now is, so not only are you sort of fighting with the thought in your head of, I've got this debt, I can't find work. The next thing that you come into cross to, because obviously in your head, you've already decided, but you've got, before you even get to posting on that website, you've got to go over all these hurdles. So the next one is your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure, obviously, like most parents, the initial reaction is, you know, to it. So how did you approach that? I know, obviously, you've just mentioned to your mom you were showing different creators, but surely that process wouldn't be as simple as going, look at those creators. Oh, okay, then that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of the dynamic in the household and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you say you're living at home, you've got your siblings as well, you've got your extended family. It's not just your direct parents, it's your cousins, your aunties, your uncles.
I mean,
everyone's going to have an opinion.
I had a lot of friends before I told.
And also, the other thing is, even though you've got like your brothers, and they're not involved, obviously, in any of that stuff, but there's probably some of their mates be like.
Yeah, of course they are.
Mm.
So it doesn't just affect.
Yeah, it was a big family conversation. Like, I went to all of my family. I didn't just whack it up online.
Who did you go to first?
My mum.
Your mum?
My mum, yeah, because I was actually away with her on holiday and we were chatting about it.
Was she like this before? Right, tomorrow, round the pool, I'm gonna.
She's had three drinks, I'm asking now.
Well, when I was travelling, she came over to visit me and, you know, I'd already been looking for work while I was away and I was like, oh, mum, you know, I'm thinking about doing this because I know there's not much work back home, and everyone had been messaging me saying, nope, 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 can't get any work. And I was like, I'm going to go back. I've already got no money and now I can't get a job. I can't find a job. And I was like, maybe I should do OnlyFans. She was like, nope, absolutely not. You're not doing that and all this stuff. And I was like, fine, I won't do it then. And I was like, but what about this? What about this? And I, that whole month that I was with her, I chipped away away some little layers, yeah. and then she laid down the rules and she was like, "You can do it." I mean, I was 27.
It is difficult because you do listen to people where they've completely fallen out with the family. Yeah. The family's completely disowned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is terrible, isn't it?
Well, Mum said I could do it, but only I had real strict boundaries in the beginning of what I could and couldn't do on there. And she was like, if I ever see you doing this, because I live under her roof.
Yeah.
She was like, if I ever see you doing this, no, I would like literally be so devastated if you did this, this, and this. And I was like, that's fine. And all this stuff. I went to my dad and he was like, sounds good.
He just didn't give a shit. Your old man's a bricklayer.
Yeah.
What
He's
did your
so
mum
easygoing.
Do?
My mum, she's a mum. Yeah. She does everything.
Right, okay.
My mum literally, But my dad is just so chill. He just literally doesn't care.
So your dad, being an old school bricky, he's going to be, in his head, not preempting what you'd ever think, but it's like the whole site thing is, remember like the Zoo magazines and the modelling? It's that lads are brought up around that.
I think
so it's not an issue.
I think I'd struggle. My daughter said it to me. That's just me personally. Because I think what it is I'm more worried for her.
Yeah, that's
than me. I'd be more worried for her.
I think because I live with so many lads, I don't know. I don't, and I think my dad knows how I handle social media and all this stuff. So I think this. I'm not saying I'm never going to have a stalker, but good luck stalking me when I live with seven men.
But, but I think maybe with your dad, is your dad probably looked and thought, well, it's your life. Do you know what I mean? Maybe that's his thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to you what you do, you know, your body, your life, whatever.
Yeah, well, one of my brothers didn't want me to do it.
Right.
I've got four brothers, three of them didn't care, but one of them didn't care, but he said, don't do it. And I was like, well,
Did any of them get any snarky stuff from their friends?
I don't think, like, my brothers and me, we're really close, and I'm really close to all their friends, so if it ever gets said, it's said as banter only, you know. They're never gonna go, well, look at this. They never go to the pub. They don't go to the pub anyway. We hang out together. Like, I'm really close to my siblings, you know, and I get this comment all the time, and I just want to tell everybody, they do not film my videos for me, and they are not.
Do you get that? People ask you that genuinely
all the time. Yeah,
that has not even come into my head.
It literally every day.
Maybe there's a few weird people that are into a bit of incest or whatever it is.
I can't believe
people
that.
Have actually asked me for it. Like, oh, if you want to do a video of your brother, I'd be down to pay to see that. It's like, are you crazy? Are you crazy?
Nathan's just like,
it's so bad, honestly.
That question, did your brother's film, was not even in any of the
I get it.
But the issue is, it is now. It's in my head. Yeah, like, I need to get that out.
Yeah.
I need to get that out.
Yeah, I think it's because I work with my dad and my brothers quite a lot.
Yeah,
you've
got a real close-knit thing, haven't
they're
you?
In a lot of my TikToks and stuff like that, and I think men just run away with the fantasy that, like, oh, because I work on site, they'd like to, you know, they'd like to imagine me on site.
Yeah.
So they just pictured the first person that's in my TikToks, and all they can imagine is my brothers, because I don't work with anybody else. So that doesn't happen. I don't film any content or have my brothers film me ever. Just
parental guidance.
Put that one out there. Yeah.
No siblings were harmed in this film.
But yeah, like, once I broke my boundaries with Mum and I said, this is what I'm doing, and then
So let's get to the point then, that you've convinced your mum, mm-hmm. your brothers, obviously one of them said, like, don't do it, but I'm fine with it. Mm. So you get to that point. Obviously, in your head then, are you panicking, or are you thinking, okay, I'm going to do this? And then, because obviously we're going to come to it's almost like a torrent of abuse that you suffered, which I can understand people's having an opinion on it, but I can also, from my perspective, I always think, live and let live, let people live their life. If it doesn't impact you and it doesn't harm you, you're not physically threatened or anything like that, leave people to do what they want.
Do what you want.
So you've got to this point. You've got your first post for
I'd spent about a month doing the content anyway, so it took me a little while just to get all the content on there ready, because you can't.
And what did you think when you posted your first bit
Have you done any modelling before?
No.
Nothing. So it's went in completely.
Yeah, I've never so much as shown a cleavage on any of there's never been anything sexy on any of my content, and
I'm not with your brothers on that.
No, and so when I was posting this, I look back to what I posted now, and I was like, me, I was frigid.
Frigid, I haven't heard that for years.
That is some pretty PG stuff I was posting at the beginning.
So like, what was the very first thing you posted?
Just like, it's just a picture of me in lingerie. Like, right. And I think I'm just standing there looking at the camera.
Carry
just
on
like,
talking, but I'm going to go to the toilet. Right there.
I think it's just me standing there, like, literally just stand, nothing out of the ordinary. Just a girl in lingerie, which you could easily see on Instagram.
Yeah, it's a standard lads magazine shot. You know that moment when you're going to take that shot? Is it? Are you thinking it through? Right, I've got to do this and this and, or is it was just camera bang?
I'm a very confident person anyway, and I think when you're taking pictures in your bedroom on your own, you can you are your own boss, and if you don't like it, you don't post it, sort of thing. So the really hard thing for me, so in the beginning, this is why it caused a lot of controversy, was because I was doing sexy DIY, and I still do it now, but I was doing like loads of sexy DIY in the beginning, and filming the sexy DIY was extremely difficult. Because
so no one was filming it. You was
no.
Wedging
I
a camera
did have
up.
People filming me doing okay. that. Not my brothers, but mental. I did have people filming me.
Right.
And it was really hard to be sexy in front of other people.
Yeah. Did you laugh a few times?
Oh my god! Like I wish I could post the outtake.
Who
I
was it? Was it? You want to say who it was or not? A friend or?
Basically a friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, we fucking laughed. Did we
couple
laugh?
Of glasses of wine. Yeah.
Oh, we were laughing so much. In the video, you know, it came out, it's such a boring video. It's me just climbing a ladder with my ass cheeks out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember me and her, I still got all the outtakes from it. I really should post it. We're just laughing. So, yeah, I ended up doing a few videos and then, uploaded them. And I was in my bedroom and I remember it thinking, I'd posted the day before and I was like, everybody, is a big surprise coming tomorrow.
Was this on your Rattle Kings account?
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, and I was like, something's going to happen. And everyone, I was getting people to guess in the comments.
Was anyone guessing?
Some people were.
It was a drill video.
Was it?
Didn't you have a drill?
I don't know.
You had a drill and it was like...
Oh, yes, it was. Yes, it was, yeah.
Ingrained in
our nose.
Impactful content. It was.
Oh, yeah, that really...
Because I remember thinking, hold on a minute, what the hell's this?
That did get a couple of 100,000 views,
did
that
it?
One did. Yeah, it did
what,
quite
the teaser?
Well. Yeah. So then I'd put the link in my bio and before I'd even posted a story saying, right, it's now available, this subscribers just... They were waiting on my page for that link.
They
just, some people knew, and I tell you what, it came through hard and fucking fast. Like, I could not keep up with the demand.
Really?
Like... Yeah, I didn't work for 2 months. I didn't go on site for 2 months when I started my OnlyFans.
Where was you when that went out? Where was you?
I was in my bedroom.
So you've posted. What did you honestly think that the reaction would be? Did you think, like, I don't know, you'd get 10 people that would sign up? Or
I wanted to make $1,000 a month. That's what I was aiming to make.
Yeah.
Never did I quite imagine that I'd make the money that I actually make on there now. It's absolutely berserk. So I...
Because I want to ask you on here, but I don't want you to feel like you've got to say it. But if you don't want to say the figure...
We should tease that. Right? We're really clickbaiting and go, we'll come to that.
I'll tell you at the end.
Yeah.
But when so you've put that video, you've put the teaser out and you're sat in your bedroom and you're like, right, I assume you just opened the administrator side of OnlyFans. So you ping that and it's going
ding, 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 ding.
Is it just going?
So there's loads of emotions here because obviously you've gone through, you're struggling for money, you've convinced your mom, it's then gone live and in your head you're seeing that like going boom, 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 boom. But then you don't know that you're going to get sideswiped.
Yeah.
By the deluge of what I can only describe as, you know, I get people, like I said, have an opinion, but it was just bile.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that was actually getting said to you. And and one thing was, actually, I know that you'd had it before because I remember you did a live on TikTok and people saying, get in the kitchen, make me a sandwich.
It wasn't like that.
But it was like a pile on.
This was a personal attack on me.
And was it instantly?
No, it 3 days. It took 3 days, and I don't know what happened in that 3 days. I think
So where was you at in that 3 days subscriber? Well,
just
in the thousands.
Really?
Yeah, like in the thousands.
Just think, in that 3 days, everybody must have been behind the scenes.
I think so. Yeah.
To talk about, and I always feel like whenever this happens, just feel like, why does everybody feel like they've got to get involved in somebody else's?
I think everyone was kind of like behind the scenes having their little chats, and as soon as one person posted, it just blew up. You know what it was, actually? I'll tell you what
somebody
it was.
Poked their head from behind the fence. And
it was that article that got written, you know, the one I told you about, that page did that article on me, and it went
on
Facebook.
Who was that? I missed that one.
Can't say names,
can
we?
Say names.
But their intention wasn't for that.
Oh, the article
they picked
was
it, they picked it up then, had they?
Yeah,
they picked up what you was doing.
Me.
Right.
Yeah, and we spoke about it, and I did an interview with them, and the article I thought was great. I thought it came across in a really nice way.
And in their defence, they are all about the community, so yeah. I will stick up for them there.
So they ended up posting it, and then that's just like as soon as they'd posted
this
that.
This was in the first 3 days,
yeah,
right?
Then it just like, then everybody just got on board
it's
and was
out
like,
there.
Rah! And then just everyone's social media pages just.
And at this point as well, because this is what I want to try and figure out. So at this point, had you done the other page on Instagram with the content
no.
on there? So I think what it may, maybe the storm had happened was because it was on the page.
The tradie page.
Whereas if it had started on
the other page.
So I'm just trying to, because obviously, like the timeline for it all.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out where it's just got, like, because it seems like you're in happy stage, you've got all that stuff going on, and then all of a sudden you get this.
I didn't lose any followers over it, though.
I was going to ask that.
I didn't lose
just
any.
Just more subs.
Yeah, I just more money.
I thought it would have. I thought your Instagram followers would have dropped.
No, I didn't actually lose any.
So with all these people saying what they're saying, they're not unsubscribing.
I think I maybe would have lost like a few hundred, nothing that really made a dent. Like,
but
I don't remember losing any on
TikTok. Everyone's having a go and having their 10 pence worth, but they're still subscribed. They're not going up, standing by it and blocking you. So
and
make a statement or stand by it.
I think, from
your perspective then, did you A, expect the reaction that you got? And B, were you prepared for the pylon?
I think what a lot of people don't realise is when you put your little 2p and then somebody else puts their little 2p and then you've got like, you know, 50 worth of that, actually hundreds, because there was hundreds of comments. It was just everyone was blowing up everywhere.
What was the worst one that you read? In fact, don't say the worst one, because obviously that person will think that their work's done, but like, what? Give us an example of the type of comments that you were getting.
The comments don't really bother me, because when people comment, it like obviously it's just
helps
like
the algorithm.
you're a like he's a shit. All that stuff that doesn't really bother me, and I can read that and I kind of get over that quite quickly. But when people film themselves shouting at the camera, calling you. And then posting it on their story for their thousands of followers to see, that's when I get a bit like, oh, what have I done to upset you so much?
For you to take time out to film yourself ranting into a camera.
Yeah, and there was some horrible stuff too. They wouldn't say my name, but obviously I got sent it and shared it. And, you know, so I know what people.
But at this time, there are other trade girls doing it.
Yeah, the other tradie girls were doing it too.
But you were the one that
you
was...
took it mainstream.
Yeah, you did. Do you know what?
Pioneer.
You owned it. You went, bang, I'm doing it.
Bombed. I think the thing is, if you've done it from the start, then the audience is probably set. And I think with you...
It was like...
Looking back on it, if you'd have probably done... Some people obviously do a separate page. Mm. Maybe there wouldn't have been that blow-up.
The tease of it on that page might have...
I just don't understand why it went from like... 0 to 100.
Yeah, I think they got upset because I was doing DIY on the like OnlyFans page, and like obviously there's this stigma of like not sexualizing women in the trades. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not about sexualizing women in the trades, because I don't wear that sort of shit to work. Come on, like, I'm not going to site wearing that sort of stuff. Like, I go to work on site like I always have. I still don't wear any makeup to site. I don't do any of that. And if I want to do a bit on the side where I can earn some cash, then leave a girl alone, you know?
Yeah.
It's up to me what I do. And I'm not saying, like, everybody that's a tradie on site now go and do OnlyFans. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying. And I'm not, like, I didn't mean for it for anybody to get harassed or picked on at work, which I'm sure they don't, just because one person starts an OnlyFans. Yeah. But yeah, it's basically, it's whatever anybody wants to do, let them do it. For me, empowerment for women or empowerment for anybody is just being able to do anything that you want to do at any given time. If I'm,
well, that's what freedom is, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
But even the where we live today. Music videos, you know, Rita Ora in a music video, for instance. My missus will be, come at me now. It's always Rita Ora.
Who's Rita Ora
in a music video. She could be wearing next to nothing, painting that wall in a music video.
Yeah.
No one will batter an eyelid.
Who's the one who
but
sings,
because you do it,
yeah,
all of a sudden there's an issue with it.
Who's, yeah.
Who's the I'm one doing who the sings, same thing.
So the reaction's gone crazy.
Yeah.
You've got people coming at you from all directions. I mean, I just want people to understand about the impact that they had on you and how long did this take to sort of dissipate for the whole hoo-ha to sort of die down.
To be honest, the
did you lose friends? Did you, like, lose, you know, people that have been talking to you or whatever on socials?
I didn't lose any friends that meant anything to me, let's say it that way.
That's the main
thing,
yeah.
If they fell out of me over that, then they didn't mean much to me anyway. So, I did lose, like, followers from people that, like, other tradies that didn't agree with it, but... I'm in a group called Bricklayer Social Club, and we have a really tight-knit bricklaying community. And I actually went away with them the weekend after I started my OnlyFans, and I did a podcast with Rob, who does My Health Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And he sat down with me, and we did a podcast, and he was so lovely, and he spoke to me and made sure I was all right, and I told him my story and what had been happening.
He's a good guy, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really helpful. And, you know, going away with that, considering the hate I had that week from everybody else who, you know, I knew online, to go away with my bricklaying friends, who generally are my friends, who I meet up with on a regular basis and we keep up with, who are also like influencers in the tradie world sort of thing, to then all of them say, good on you, no, we've got your back. And that just really gave me the kind of the calmness that I needed to carry on.
So I suppose you were massively heightened at that point. You was like, shit, who likes me, who doesn't, who's going to say this? And then to go away with them lot and to be gone, it's all right, whatever.
Yeah,
that was a weekend away or whatever.
All the lads were just like, yeah, it's fine, like, you do what you've got to do. And they didn't.
Well, they're like that.
They didn't really care. Oh, yeah, I saw you earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they honestly didn't care, and it was really nice, and I'm still friends with every single one of them now. Like, none of them have fallen out with me over it. So
it's like, what's the saying?
It's the noisy echo chamber.
Yeah, no, there's today's chip paper. No, today's newspaper is tomorrow's chip paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
It was literally, it was a week.
It's like everyone wants to have their say about it. Oh, have you heard what Darcy's doing? Rah, rah, rah.
Mm.
Then they're on to the next person.
Yeah, it disappeared. And ever since they've pissed off, it's been great.
There's a soundbite.
So I've got so much hate, but ever since they pissed off, it's been great.
So when it become a thing, so let's say, 2 months later, and everyone knows, what about the local people around you? You know,
like, yeah, everybody knows.
That'll fettle through, won't it?
Yeah.
Are you walking into a shop and feeling people going?
Here's a question. Have you got anybody that you know that shouldn't be on there that is on there? And you're
I actually, to be honest, everyone uses...
Can you see who it is?
No, their miscellaneous name. Right. But sometimes... people forget to put miscellaneous names
and they just put their
Really?
MJ Tiff 25.
I'm like, dude, I could see your name, but
so has anyone cropped up?
Do you know what I'm gonna do?
Sign up as Nathan Summers.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Dr. Fitz.
He's in the room. So there has been a few people and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. There has been some people that I know on there. No. But, you know, like, I'd rather them pay for it. It's going to get sent around in the group chat anyway, isn't
it?
So, yeah, I'm quite confident with what I post. So I don't really care.
Is somebody on there that was married?
I bet all of them are. Well, majority of them are. It's human nature, isn't it? I don't care what anyone says. It's human nature for guys and women to look at guys and women.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And how do you feel knowing that, for argument's sake, say me and Al have been researching.
No, I genuinely haven't.
Do you know why I genuinely haven't? Because I couldn't sit here and do this. After we've done this, not a problem. Yeah. No, honestly, after we've done this, not a problem. But when you said Darcy was coming on, I went, I can't. Because I can't, but...
Look me in the eye.
Oh, no, don't. I've got all fucking clammy now. But you must know, obviously there are people that you will know that look at you. You don't have a preconceived thought of that.
No, it doesn't.
It's just, you can massively separate everything you do there to your day in.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know what, actually, something that made me kind of really proud the other day was my mum sat me down. She didn't sat me down, but we were sitting down already. And she said, you know why?
Has her view changed on it all?
So this is what she said to me. She said, I'm so proud of you. Good. And she said, I don't care about OnlyFans anymore, because she said, you haven't changed as a person, not one bit, since you started the OnlyFans. And nothing in my life has changed. All my friends are the same. My job's still the same. I'm employed at the moment. You know, I'm bricklaying now as well, not with my dad, with somebody else. So I'm actually employed. And nothing has changed in the sense that, you know, I'm struggling in any which way. I now have expendable income. I now have a job on site still, which I love bricklaying, so that's why I wanted to stay doing the work on site. And all my friends that were my true friends stayed, and my family are just like, even my brother, the one that didn't agree, was like, when I started telling him how much cash I was earning, he was like, fuck me.
He was like, I get a better Christmas present.
He was like, yeah.
I'll stay in the little room. You have whatever room you want.
Yeah, it's all right now.
So
the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about, which we mentioned actually before we started, which again, people won't think of the impact on this because they're too busy obviously giving you grief for it, but the brand deal side of things, obviously when you do that and you've got a lot of brands that you work closely with, not only are you losing some of the people that you were like close with in the community, but you're also losing that side of things, because I'm sure I'm not of the ilk of I'm going to judge anybody, so as a brand, as long as somebody isn't hurting anybody else, I am not too fussed what they do, as long as it's not racist, homophobic or something like that, where it's actually impacting, you know, you're going to piss off a whole community. What impact did doing what you do have on your brand deals? Like, if you were to talk about brand deals now,
So I wasn't really that, I loved like doing brand deals, like I said before, I love like all the free tools and stuff, but the actual like effort of going to filming the videos and posting the videos and sending them to them, then they don't like it, then you refilm it.
Here's another question then, would you still do them now?
I still do them. Yeah, I still do them, because like I only do them if they're
big money.
You got to add a note on that.
Big money.
I only do them if I really, really want them, because if I really, really want the tool, or like it's a small company
and
the tools
them.
Are really good. And I have been doing a few brand deals, but yeah, like I still get brand deals, like I still get some big brand deals as well. Like big companies message me and I just can't be bothered with it anymore. So it's great. So I don't really do them.
Surely now at the point where you are with your OnlyFans, they must know asking you at this point, or you'd like to think they know what you do and they're still asking. So say whatever brand comes to you, do you tell them that you're doing it or not? Or do you just assume they know?
When I did one brand deal in the summer, which was for a company, and I did it, I filmed it, I sent it to them. We posted it, and then I think they didn't do their background research, and then they found out because they politely asked me to remove the video, and I thought, I'm going to see if anybody else that did this brand has removed their video, and they hadn't. That was the only one. Every other brand who I've worked with, like my biggest brands that I love, like work with, I wear daily, tools that I wear, that I use daily, haven't had an issue with it. In fact,
they know and they say,
like, do you want more stuff? Let us know when you need some more
gear. I'm waiting now, waterproof coat with an umbrella with some red high heels on that. Don't get wet.
There's going to be some, that. I'm going to be over. Wearing Unilite all in the OnlyFans.
Nathan's like, can't have that marketing.
So if you were right saying that you don't own Unilite anymore, aren't
you? Yeah, that's fine.
So when you was the owner of Unilite, Would you have had an issue with it?
So me on a personal level, I wouldn't do it. But
you wouldn't do you wouldn't it. What? But would you care if I wore it?
No,
you wouldn't care. What about your sister? Would she have?
Look, my sister don't care.
Right. Okay.
She's very much of the
Unilite calendar coming soon.
live and let live. Do you know what I mean? And I think when it's a family business, it's sort of like, well, It's my decision.
Yeah, it wouldn't have bothered you having Darcy as a...
And the thing is, you know, like, even when people say, oh, I'm religious, and they go, you know, or I'm like, you know, my kids, you know, I don't want kids seeing this or whatever. I just think it's up to somebody. It's their life. It's their body. You live and let live.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have had that. I have had that comment before. I've had somebody say, oh, you know, my kids have looked up to you and I've... showing my kids your videos.
I'll be honest with you. The hardest thing is, obviously, because I follow you on social, is it when you do put that content on, I'm sat there with the missus on the sofa and I have to go, babe, I'm not being a pervert. It's just these dancers again. I have to explain it because she goes, oh, yeah. And I'm like, just scroll on.
Sorry, everybody. Yeah.
No, but when I mentioned it to my missus last night that you was coming in, my missus is very pro OnlyFans. She's like, if she could do it, she'd do it. But it's the backlash from everybody else that you've got to live with. We've got kids, so that's slightly
different. I'm waiting for you to go, I'm putting you to work.
But no, she would genuinely do it, and if she wanted to do it and was happy with the effect that it would do, I'd go, yeah.
You know what? Like,
it's not an issue.
I know a lot of people now because I've met a lot of girls, and it's so many girls, you would not believe how many girls DM me and ask me how to start an OnlyFans.
Here's one then, because say if you meet a guy in the future, I'm presuming it's a guy, if it's a girl, whatever, but if you met a partner in the future and they weren't comfortable with it.
Yeah.
How would that, and you know, you really like this person and you're both madly, you know, you have a wild summer and you're down by the river and you picnics.
Not
whatever.
Greece.
No, but summer. No, but you feel like, you know, this could be the one.
Yeah.
And they didn't want you to do it.
Yeah.
What would happen in that scenario? I feel like if you love somebody, then you love them for whatever. But if they said, look, okay, when we get married, or if we were to get married, I don't know whether you want to get married again, but...
Me or the fans, basically.
but you know what I mean?
It's a conversation that would take place. But you'd like to think, without you even, you haven't even answered it yet, because we're...
Me and you are debating.
What do you think now?
Mark, do you want to start one?
But he's got with you, knowing that you do it.
Yeah.
But some guys say they would be, or some girls say they would be happy with that.
Yeah.
But... deep down, they're not. Like, and they think they can change you or whatever it is.
I've been doing OnlyFans for a year now. I've dated guys in that time.
Yeah.
Some have agreed with it, some have not.
Yeah.
The ones that have not, they are short-lived, you know. And the ones that agree with it or don't give a shit, they're like, you know. Yeah. Some people just honestly don't care. Like, my ex-boyfriend, I was with him for a few years, and he was... constantly telling me to do it. I was with him when I started the Rattle Kings thing.
You could see the money signs.
He was going, do it, do it, do it. And I was just like, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. So he was so pro for it. Mm. And I thank you, my ex-boyfriend, because I probably wouldn't have done it if I wouldn't have been... I wouldn't have started a TikTok about him because he told me to do TikTok. And then once I started he was just seeing dollar signs in his eyes.
So every cloud.
Everyone goes, you know, you're going with kids one day and what are they going to think of you? And I'm like, at the moment, I'm really just... When I started the OnlyFans, I wasn't thinking, better not do it because I'm going to have a child one day. I was thinking, how the fuck do I get to next week? Yeah. That was basically what I was thinking. How am I going to pay off my credit card? And I was also thinking, I'm young, I've got a good body, and I've got a lot of followers. Like, that is what any girl would turn up to. Yeah. So, you know, I don't feel bad for doing it. And I'm so glad that I did it because I always wanted to do it. And having no money kind of does, like, you know, help.
Speed up that process.
I didn't do it just because I was absolutely skint, because I had thought about it for years beforehand. Mm. And I wouldn't have been thinking about it for years because I had money back then when I was bricklaying. It was fine.
These are all things when we got you on was I wanted people to understand the reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
Or the things that go through your mind or don't go through your mind.
Yeah.
And then... suddenly do when you press that button.
People think that you just, like, there's not a thought behind those eyes, you know. They think, oh, she's got a pair of tits and she can get some money on the internet, and that's not it. Like, they're like, I'm a genuine person, I have genuine feelings and I have genuine reasons why I want a better life.
Are you wasting time? I think that some of you probably are, and I have a solution for you. Nobody wants to do any type of admin. Now, I have a solution for you, and it is called Tradeify. It's a fully automated job scheduling, invoicing, and quoting all in one place. Now, that software is going to save you 12 hours a week, and all by using a simple software solution. Now, you can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free, no cards needed, and you'll even get support in person from Tradeify themselves. Now, when you're done, you can always come back to me and thank me, but just enjoy the extra 12 hours that you're going to gain from just using the software.
So have you had massive, have you had comments or messages on OnlyFans for the most randomest things?
Oh.
Stuff that even you've gone, fucking hell.
That is, there is some seriously random stuff. Like, and now I just read it and I think, meh.
Does it just go like that?
Yeah, straight over my head. In the beginning when I was reading it, I was like, what the fuck?
The only thing I'll say, my probably first intro to anything like OnlyFans was one of my friends, I think I told you about this, where his missus has got really small feet. And somebody messaged her and said, can you take a picture of your feet?
Yeah, yeah.
And then a picture of the feet turned into, can you put your feet in baked beans and send me a picture?
Yeah.
And this went on for a while. And he was like, actually, I paid for a holiday all inclusive to get away from pictures of her feet.
But some things you're like, yeah, not a problem. I stick my feet in a bowl of beans. But then does it get proper?
There is some really weird requests. And I don't do really weird requests. I do requests. Like, I'll do feet videos. Sure. Yeah. I don't really mind doing feet videos.
How much is, like, just... Just
what's it going to cost, what's it gonna cost somebody... out to see your feet in a bowl of beans?
No, but how much would somebody pay to see someone's toes? Like, this feet are just so ugly.
To be honest, my feet videos, like, if I sell feet videos, they are usually around £10 for a foot video, but they're already filmed. If I send them a generic one that's already filmed, if they want a specific video...
AI is amazing, though. You just go...
Fit video in beans.
Female toes in beans.
If they want like a specific video, like if they wanted something like that, then it would be around £80. Yeah. I'd charge for
it. Have you got like a rate card?
Yeah.
That's mad.
So it doesn't really matter.
It's not mad. It's not mad because that is what...
Yeah.
Well, I charge...
Up, you know it.
I charge £80 for anything that's custom, not just feet. But I'm thinking it doesn't matter to me at the moment whether I get my feet out or my other bits out, because it's all... I still got to film it, I still got to edit, I still got to post it. So it doesn't really matter what body part it is, it's still going to be £80. So
if you're on the feet, you can have all the body parts come out for the right money?
Yeah.
No, it's just a genuine. Like, no, it's a genuine question that everyone will want to know. I genuinely didn't know how far you went with it, because I know there are some that don't get everything out, and there are some that do. Mm. And I know people will want to know. People that aren't allowed to sign up.
Well, maybe you should subscribe. Exactly.
Code Trade Legends. Yeah. But okay, so you've got to hear now, because I feel really like. Naive, like sheltered with all of this, but you've got to this point. Then now, just give people sort of the background of the highs and lows to getting here. So you've posted, you've gone there, and then like, where are you now with it all? So you personally, if I was to say to you, like, how do you feel about it all now?
Yeah,
like
any
regrets, anything you wish you'd done better, anything that you're thinking of doing in the future, apart from Unilight calendar for truckers,
yeah.
You know, what is...
I would say to anybody thinking about doing it, like, I'm a very confident person, and I've got, like, really good friends and family. So if you're thinking about doing it and you've ran it by people and they think it's okay, even if they don't, if you think, fuck it, I'm going to do it and I know I'm going to own it, just
do you know
do
anyone
it.
That's done it and regrets doing it?
No.
No?
No, I don't. Like, every girl, I was going to say that earlier, actually, every girl I've spoken to who's ever done it has earned money off of it and always kind of decent money. It's a saturated market, and it is going to be so saturated soon. And I'm not promoting or anything like that, but I'm just saying, if you want to make bank, make it now, because we're not getting any younger. There is, you can make good money from it, but you've also got to remember that those pictures will be on the internet forever. They're never going to go away. Your children will probably see them, and it's a risk that you're going to have to be willing to take. Mm. I wish I would have started this 3 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the scenario. You're 35, you've got two kids, and then, well, in fact, not 35, you're 50, and your kids have grown up, and all of a sudden they're in school, and it's like, here's your mom's.
Yeah.
You know, how would you feel bad for them having to deal with that, or would you try and explain, well, this is why I did it? Like,
I think by the age of 50, which is for me going to be in 22 years time, this is going to be like some content on a floppy disk or a tape, you know, like it's going to be old stuff. Yeah. Like it's going to be like a Polaroid picture, like what it is today. Yeah. Like how fast we are going to move in 22 years time in terms of technology, AI and technology. This content that I film is probably going to be long gone.
You just say it's fake news.
It's probably going to be long gone.
Fake news.
Well, yeah. That you think AI. About it. If you did like in the 80s was on videotapes, none of them are about anymore.
No. It's all new. There's newer, there's bigger, there's better, there's younger, there's like
prettier. I'm waiting for that to come out that you've done one back in the 80s. I'd be like, is that Mark? That guy's got hair everywhere.
So yeah, I think by that time, I'll explain it to them. I think that I can't think about anybody else right now.
Do you ever worry about that? Do you ever think?
No, it really doesn't actually, because I don't really want children.
Right.
I've never really wanted kids, so it doesn't really cross my mind. Mm. Like, I'm quite happy just doing me. I'm only 28. I'm still young, and I feel like I'm too young to be worrying about what I'm going to be doing in 20 years' time. Mm. You know, like, 20 years ago, I was 8. I wasn't worrying when I was 8 what I was going to be doing when I was 28.
I feel like when I talk to you, you've always, even on the first show, you've always extremely confident. And I feel like some girls might not be, but they're thinking about doing it. And I just want to think, well, actually, if anybody is listening or watching to this, you know, that you've given everybody, well, this is something.
You've got to look at every scenario.
You've
massively.
You've got to have some people the support.
Well, some people might rush in, get the abuse that you did, and then it's like a Caroline Flack thing.
Yeah.
And you think, do you know what I mean? So I just want to make sure that anybody that is listening and watching to this, that if you are thinking about it, you're getting, if you do this, you're going to be prepared for this. But if you don't think like this, then this.
It can be good and it can be bad. And it is really going to be. Whatever you want to put in, you'll get out. And that's a good thing about OnlyFans is, and any social media, whatever you put in, you'll get out. But I say that as well. I rely now so heavily on what happens on my social media for my happiness, which is another really big thing that I haven't mentioned, which is another thing to do with mental health, is at the beginning of this year, I lost my biggest, my only Instagram account at 103,000 followers. They just deleted it for no reason.
Instagram?
Yep, Instagram.
And just how long had you...
3 years.
3 years
of posting like every day. I had like over 400 posts.
Do you not know what it was?
No,
there's nothing you can think of.
Nope, they won't tell me. They
surely that sat somewhere. They could flick the switch and put it back.
I've fought with them.
Maybe they didn't want to pay for OnlyFans, and they were like, "We'll just keep this."
The thing is, I've got two accounts. So I've got my spicier Instagram account, which is called Darcy Does It, and then I have my bricklaying account, which I promoted the Darcy Does It account through that Rattle Kings account, but I didn't post anything on there that was doing anything wrong. Like my other account is like gets flagged all the time, like constantly every day. It's like, hey, you've done this, you've done that, and it's still active. They haven't deleted that
so
yet.
What was on that one?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Or do you just think maybe it was the level of like maybe people reporting posts?
I honestly think they just got reported so many times, and I think that it I just think, I don't know. I'm still arguing with Instagram about it, because they were like, originally they were like, it's a technical glitch, you'll have it back up in 24 hours. And it was like, oh, you've done something wrong. Then it was, you've been hacked. Then it was, we can't speak to you about it.
So they're just chucking excuses at you.
Oh, God, it was just never ending. I've spoken to me. It's really hard to get hold of Instagram, by the way. You have to pay to get hold of Instagram. It's so hard.
Have you got like a direct number now, straight in?
No, so I have to pay to be verified on Facebook to get to the Meta support to then speak to somebody from Meta, which has nothing to do with Instagram, for them to pass on your complaint to Instagram, that then just send you a generic email and say, sorry, you've violated our support team process because you've asked for something that we don't sort out. And then you just go back to the beginning and you end up, and I've just given up now. Because the reason why I've given up is because
you don't fucking need them anymore.
Because I actually started a new Instagram, which is just going crazy. It's got like, I've gained followers faster on my new Instagram than I ever did on my old one. So it's
on both, on the new Rattle Kings one and the Darcy one.
Don't tempt it on the new one. Yeah. Just in case.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm really being careful with the new one. There's nothing on there that's like that.
But they're both growing at a good rate.
And my TikTok is also... just because I think, because I was getting really lazy with my content, because I was like, oh, money's coming in, you know, I don't really have to do anything. And then that got, my Instagram got deleted, and I was like, holy shit, my OnlyFans is going to go down the toilet now, and that's the end of my OnlyFans career, and that's the end of my money, and I think I relied so much on that. And I tell you what, did I spiral into depression last month heavily, really bad. I haven't been that depressed in years, and I really suffered last month.
With the fear of it just imploding on itself?
Yeah, because you just don't realise that everything that you've worked for can just be deleted with no warning and no message.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And I was thinking, oh my God, like, I've really got to protect all my other accounts now. And then I just started posting some videos, and I was like, it's been 6 or 7 weeks now, I've got 21,500 followers on Instagram.
Wow. Give me some of that growth.
In like a month and a half, it's just
you
crazy.
You know how to do it, Al. Get your kiss off, son.
No one needs to see my second belly button, mate. I tell you. No one needs to see
it. I think that's the problem, is now I'm happy again. And it's just like, whoa, like it goes up and down.
This is why I asked you about it, because it's been, I'll be honest, we got you on here because I feel like it's been such a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's been a
wave. And that level of emotion.
Yeah,
isn't normally good for somebody's.
I don't think it's sustainable for anybody. This is why I am glad that I work still on site, because it really keeps me so grounded. Like I said, in the beginning when I started the OnlyFans, I had 2 months of work, and I could not take it. I had to get back to work, and I didn't have the time for it because I was doing so much with the OnlyFans and the content. And
how did you deal with that online? Because I'm sure every time you open your phone, it's like
I don't even know. I just ignore most of the messages, unfortunately. Not my OnlyFans. I reply to all messages on there, but every other platform, I don't have time to reply to anybody. My DMs are just flooded all the time. And I think if they really want to speak to me, they will pay to do that. And they do pay to hate me as well. So they pay to go on my OnlyFans to send me hate messages.
That's why she hasn't replied to me. Yes, that's why she hasn't replied to me yesterday. I messaged your Rattle Kings account. Looking forward to having you on the show on Friday.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, no.
You've got to pay to play now.
Just so you can reply back. It was great.
You've got to pay to play.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a business. It is a business.
Do you know one phrase that's always stuck with me? Do you remember that? Don't hate the player.
Hate the game.
I didn't create OnlyFans. So, you know, I'm just literally, I am a very small fish in a very big pond, and
but everybody is doing it.
Yeah, it's, you wouldn't believe if I told you, like,
there's like school teachers and stuff that people don't know about.
Yeah,
it's just
because it's so lucrative.
Police women, they're all doing it, like, behind closed doors. People are just doing
it. No wonder crime story.
But it is. I think if all of a sudden it got out there, where there was a list of who does it, there never will be. If there's a list, you would go, shit, they do it. Everybody does it.
There's like 2.1 million creators last year.
Is that worldwide?
Yeah. There's over, and they've got God knows how many users. You know, you think everybody knows paid for an OnlyFans sooner or later or here or there. But yeah, there's millions of creators on there now. And it's just like, it's escalating so fast that it sounds really bad because I don't want to promote it to people that don't want to do it. But if you don't jump on the ship now, that ship's going to be saturated very soon. So I have a business now, you know, and everything goes through. There is no getting around it. You know, with the eBay and the Etsy and all that stuff that's going on. They know, the government know, like everybody that has an OnlyFans and is doing OnlyFans, if they're earning more than £1,000, the government knows about it.
Yeah. So, but it's even like influencers, you know, I've got a media company, other people that do stuff.
Mm. I claimed all of my, before I did OnlyFans, like when I was doing all my brand deals and I was making money on TikTok and YouTube, I paid tax on all of that. You can't get around it. If you're going into
because
your bank
you're putting
account,
content, I'm putting YouTube videos out there. The tax man can look at them videos and go,
do you pay tax on the YouTube earnings?
Yeah.
Because
do they take it off?
That comes in, and then you pay your tax at the end of the year. So the media company, obviously, it goes into that one.
We don't make enough off ours. Not anything like, not as you call it, bank.
But like with the YouTube, and then you've got like the sponsorship deals, and so that's why I was advised to split it.
Yeah.
So you've had to go, so I assume you had your bricklaying business, then your social media business. So you've now got another one for...
So the bricklaying... Before, I was just self-employed and the bricklaying and the everything that I am was just going through a self-assessment because it wasn't... I wasn't earning more than, like you know, 30 or 40 grand. It was quite a small amount. And so it didn't really matter. That was all just going into one pot. But now I've separated it. So all the social media stuff is going one way and the bricklaying stuff is going another way. So, yeah.
So is the tax man getting a lot?
The tax man is going to cripple me in April, but I'll tell you how much I earn soon.
Obviously, as much as as much as you want to go into that, but I think people genuinely are quite interested.
What we should do is we should guess with the figure, and then you can go higher or lower, and we don't actually give out the actual figure.
Okay, that's fine. You can guess first.
Do you want to start?
What are we going monthly?
We'll do.
I'd say we'll go. We'll try and do annual, and then we can break it down to. Well, that would be monthly.
I'm going to go, just to start the ball, I'm going to go annually 100 grand, just to, so we're starting.
Okay. Higher.
140.
Higher.
Wow. Okay, 200.
Higher.
What?
230.
Higher.
Fuck off. No.
Go on. I've gone 230.
Trying to get 300.
No, it's lower.
Right.
Right. So it's in between 230 and 300.
So I said 270.
A little bit lower than that.
Okay, so you're about £250,000, give or take.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Fuck me.
Right there.
Nath, get a website built, boy. We're going to town.
That's a footballer's wage. £20,000.
Fucking good for you, Darcy.
Yeah, it's good
for you.
It's good money. So I won't argue.
How committed
are
you to something, Mark?
Fuck. See, there's money to be made. And this is why, whenever I tell people that figure, they always think, good on you. Any opinion they had just goes out the window. And they think,
and that's a year in.
Me, that's a year, yeah.
Have you seen that monthly rising consistently through the year?
So after I had a really good first month. Then the second and third month dropped. I was only making 10 grand a month.
Oh, fuck that shit.
And,
in its defence, you can see why. If somebody's, there's a female plumber and she's making £3,000 at the end of the month after everything's in.
Yeah.
You can sympathise and understand why.
Yeah. It's
do you know what I mean?
You know, if you put the work in, the work comes not from the OnlyFans. The work's come from your other social media accounts. Mm. Pushing those accounts pushes your OnlyFans. And when I have, like I said, when I have good videos go, that my OnlyFans will go. So when I started, it was good. Then it dropped because I didn't really know what I was doing.
Yeah,
I didn't really know how to make money.
Yeah.
And then it rocketed up and it has stayed up since June. And I've made the whole lot for the rest of the year until this month, where I am now currently gonna overtake my biggest month by a couple, maybe three or four grand.
I did watch a program because there was one on how much people, and somebody was making £250,000.
That Olivia Atwood program.
Per month.
Yeah, I watched that. I love
so
that.
Good. She's brilliant. She's brilliant.
Per month.
Yeah, they make serious.
Well, you think if you're only a year in.
Yeah.
That was it. The quote was, "What are you gonna do when your daughter grows up and sees you?" And they were like, "Well, I don't think she'll care when she's driving in the Ferrari."
Yeah.
That was
it.
Yeah. And I was like, "What the?"
Yeah, yeah. You can make some serious money on there, and you don't, if you've got the following behind you, you don't necessarily need to do that much. Like,
I'd love to see what happened on your YouTube if you said, "I'm OnlyFans going."
How many followers have you got
on YouTube? Nearly 40,000.
So let's see, 1%. If you're saying you're going to start a subscription price.
Yeah.
So you say let's put your subscription price.
What's your subscription?
Like £5.
Right, okay. Is it better to go low then?
It's better to go low.
Yeah.
Because you get more people in the door.
99p.
If you put it high, no one's going to want to pay.
I've got to be 2.99.
Would you like a flake with that?
What am I, Nath? I'm a 2.99 kind of guy.
Easily 40p.
I'd say a £1.83.
Yeah. Let's get them in on a £1.99 deal.
You know what? You can't actually go below $3. $3 is the cheapest you can go. OnlyFans won't let you go cheaper than that.
So anyone in the world is bottom book $3. Basically, as shit as you are.
Or free. You can do it for free or $3 upwards.
Right, okay.
Could you imagine if you did it for free, no one signed up, and then you actually put $3 on it and people are like, sign up for that.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's say I'm 2 $3, £2. Yeah. £2. And then so 40,000.
1% of your 40,000 is going to sign up.
Is
what? Somebody do the maths. Yeah.
Maths.
What was it, sorry?
1% of 40,000 is 400.
Okay. Times.
So times
£2.
By, well, that's 800 yeah. then. That's £800. So,
quick maths.
Okay, yeah. You could make a grand a month.
Yeah. Oh.
Minimum.
Then I start putting some legwork in. Yeah. Excuse the pun.
Legwork.
Yeah, not that leg. We'll go full in, mate. If I do something, I'm going 100% in.
Mate.
I'm quite an exhibitionist, right? I don't give a shit. If someone paid me 50 quid to run out of there.
If I find out you've got at home, said to the missus, this is what we could make, and then you two are just straight on OnlyFans.
We could make a grand with the followers I've got.
Oh, my God.
Mental.
Yeah, I mean.
But yeah, when you break it down like that,
yeah, no.
So, without your TikTok and Instagram,
I know it's
without your TikTok and Instagram, they're feeders for your OnlyFans. Yeah. If you didn't have them and you was doing OnlyFans completely,
well, you can't.
You need them feeder points in.
You can't search people on OnlyFans. The only way to get to somebody's OnlyFans is to click that link in their bio, on their Twitter, on their somewhere. You cannot go on OnlyFans and search Darcy Richards you know, Rattle Kings or whatever, because it doesn't come up.
Nope. There, you got to feed in through
Imagine,
that.
Imagine, like, we see somebody that looks like Mark on OnlyFans in a few weeks. He's got one of them Mexican wrestler masks on.
No, I'll just have like a Zara. You won't know it's me because it's just that.
We know your eyes.
Yeah, you won't have a clue.
Loads of people do that as well.
As if you don't know. We just Or like, you know, the what is it, the black tie balls, they have their masks.
Yeah.
I fucking know who you are.
Yeah.
June from number 92.
You know it was me with these two.
And that, no, it's those two in an Australian accent.
Look, it's Jim Carrey, the mask.
Alan Fulham, he'd just put on his Australian accent. No one knows you.
Nah, it's not me, mate.
Nah, it's not me.
But yeah, you can see with them figures.
20,000.
It just makes sense.
Yeah. That's why I said I wish I would have started it 3 years ago, because I'd have been. No, I would have spent.
Imagine your ex boyfriend's watching this now.
I know. He's going to be spewing. Yeah. He was like, he's going to try and get royalties or something. So it's his idea.
You'll have a phone call when you're on the way.
Yeah. The lawyer's going to be on the phone.
Please.
So how long have you got in it? Would you. Is there a get out? Or are you?
I'm sure
there are 50, 60, 70 year olds.
There are,
it.
Yeah. I think when I've always said when I got enough money to buy a couple of properties that I can do up and sell and get myself on the ladder and then I can start making money that way, I would stop. But I don't think any property you renovate or build is going to make you the type of money that I make even a year. I just don't think it will.
And I think you enjoy it.
I think if you were like.
So it's that buzz of doing it.
Mm. I think if you were doing. Say like building a block of flats and then you were going to rent them out after, and then that income from that just kept spiraling and you bought more flats and you bought more flats.
Yeah.
Eventually you'd be like, I don't need that.
Yeah. It kind of just makes money on its own though. Like, you know, a lot of, like most days I post.
I'd
like
love
a couple
to know
of
how much money she's made just sat here. I'd be like, shit, what am I doing?
I've not posted anything today. And I've probably made around £400 or £500 today. And I've not
and
done,
you've not done it. It's
anything.
It's just off the back of that.
Just it'll just keep the videos that have been trending from yesterday will be generating people to go there. And
do
know.
They have a shelf life, a 48-hour hit when that video goes out? Like, I know YouTube, you have a 48-hour window where that video will do its good amount of views.
That's why I post every day. Yeah. I literally post every day on all platforms, on Twitter. I do have Twitter, by the way, everybody. That's a very juicy account.
Right.
So I do post daily on Twitter.
You can monetize Twitter now, can't you?
Can you?
I think if you get a certain amount, you've got to be verified.
Right.
I think you have to have a certain amount of views or clicks.
Yeah, you can get monetized on any platform. You can on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just happy with, usually when you get monetized.
Yeah, I'm sure you're happy with just OnlyFans.
Yeah, I can't bother to do anymore. But once you get, like TikTok, if you get monetized on TikTok, they drop your views like crazy and I just can't afford to have that. Yeah. Like the amount that TikTok is going to be paying me per view is not what I can gain from the
views.
I like
the fact that you've worked worked it out. I'm sure everybody has, but they've worked it out. It's not worth me getting monetized because what it's going to drop me is going to stop the people pushing me to there.
Yeah. You need to get them
viral. It's proper business stuff, isn't
You've got to get them viral videos. You've just got to. And also, like, generally, not just to boost my OnlyFans and me to make money, I generally love bricklaying. I really love it. I don't have to do it anymore. I could easily stop it.
Yeah.
But I just love going to site and I love laying bricks. I was about to say,
if she said, well, I'm going to quit the bricklaying. No, when have we got a bloody trade shortage? Everyone's on OnlyFans.
Have you found, since sort of pulling in the amount of money you're pulling in now, you've got loads more business savvy?
Yeah, I have got more business savvy. I also worry a lot. I just worry constantly about...
How mad is that, that you've got that much money coming in, and it's giving you more to worry about?
Yeah, because I just don't know how to stop everyone else taking it. That is the problem. Like, Jesus Christ, like, even just paying my accountant, I'm like, how much are you charging me? Like, it is crazy how much, when you start to earn more money, how much more money everybody wants.
Should we do a final thought then and wrap it? Because I know these guys are going to want to go at 8 o'clock. But, so, looking back on it now, any regrets or anything that you want to, like, add to the scenario of it all, or any sort of thing that you want to, like, any knowledge that you want to drop, apart from saying, well, Darcy does it, and bank.
Yeah. Bank, that's going to be my new slogan. I have no regrets. I literally have not one. My only regret is I wish I would have done it sooner. And if I was going to say anything to anybody, it would be, don't worry about what other people think of you, because they really don't matter. Only your friends and family. And if they don't want to be friends, or if they don't want to know you, then they don't have to know you. You know, they're not your true friends if they don't support you anyway in whatever you choose to do. So I'd say, don't worry about what people think, and jump on that bandwagon.
Bank. Get on it. Bank.
Bank.
What was that program? The Weakest Link. Bank. Gonna need this episode.
That's Darcy in April. Bank. Bank.
Bank, bank, bank. So, yeah, thank you very much for coming back on.
Yeah, it's been good.
And if you want to go to Australia, there's loads of jobs out there. So go to Australia and do some brick.
Get on OnlyFans, make some money.
Get to Australia.
Yeah, fuck off to Australia. They're my top tips.
Done.
Yeah, good. Thanks. It's good to have you on.
Thank you.
To clear a few talking points up.
Yes, I agree. The elephant is no longer in the room.
The elephant is gone. Done.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah, thanks, Magic. Darcy.